This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 star, more good days in May. Steve Wise from Mental Fitness on with us. So, okay, so you helped us identify the problem, and then you talked about how the problem is now 700% worse. If you're listening to Bubba Show right now, what can somebody listening do to try to combat what we know is a problem?
Yeah, so what every listener and every person can do right now, because this is the beginning of this. This could get worse as this goes. What we can do right now to proactively prevent that is to reach out to people we think might be struggling. What I call social exercise, yep. Right? So I compare mental fitness to physical fitness. And when you look at physical fitness, I love going for a run, but if I can't go for a run, hopping on the treadmill is better than doing nothing.
Yep.
So having those Zoom calls, doing those FaceTime, Skype check-ins, reaching out to people and having those phone calls and just being like, hey, how's it going? How's life? And connecting with people that way is probably the best thing we can do to combat that kind of isolation or to help listen to people who might be struggling with job loss or being overwhelmed trying to parent their kids. And just if every listener makes the effort to reach out to that one person, that's going to go a long way.
Wow. That's a good way. This probably is a lot longer subject than we have time for today, but what about somebody that deals with addiction issues while all of this is going on? Because a lot of the numbers you gave us were drinking and drugs.
Yeah.
So what is the recommendation for that?
So the challenge is the opposite of addiction for me is connection. There's a physical component to it, but right now it's really challenging because with COVID, a lot of inpatient settings are safe, but people are kind of afraid to go there.
Right.
So I would say the best thing you can do is if you are struggling with an addiction yourself, or if you're struggling with mental health yourself, is reach out to a counselor or coach. A lot of insurance companies are covering copays right now until June 4th or beyond.
For telehealth?
Yes.
Yep.
And really what you want to do is just do everything you can to combat that isolation, because a lot of the addiction itself is driven by a lack of bond with others or a lack of bond with meaning and purpose. And when we're not bonding to our jobs and we're, you know, have some obstacles in bonding with one another, best thing that person can do is reach out for help as well, and help is out there.
Wow. Unbelievable. Steve, will you be willing to rejoin us with more subject matters?
I would love to. Yeah. Way that I can help listeners and help people improve their mental health and kind of master their thinking, I'm all about it.
And before we let you go, is there anything that we did not touch upon that you want to touch upon quickly? Or did we cover it off for today?
I think we covered most of it. What I would just say is the best thing that I would encourage every listener to do is to take the time today, this week, reach out, check in with someone, just listen, see how they're doing, and don't be afraid to kind of practice that social exercising, especially the guys out there who, you know, maybe aren't just used to picking up the phone and checking in.
Yep.
To push yourself to do that is going to go a long way.
I love it. All right, Steve, if people want to get in touch with you at Mental Fitness, how can they do that?
The website is mental-fitness.us. There's a form on there. It shows all our different services from public speaking to coaching to professional counseling. Mental-fitness.us, definitely the best way to reach me.
There you go.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks,
awesome.
Guys.
Awesome. You're fantastic, and we'll talk to you before May is over, okay?
I'm looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.